Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include South Korea, 2000 March for Falun Gong. Belgium, petitioning for Falun Gong during the Eurasian Summit. Oceania, forums in Australia and New Zealand discuss ways to stop forced organ harvesting in China. Paris, France, people learn about the persecution of Falun Gong. Hearing adjourned after critically ill woman became too weak to talk. And visitors learn about Falun Gong at Toronto Pumpkin Festival. Now for the stories.
South Korea, 2000 March for Falun Gong. 2,000 people participated in a march in Seoul, South Korea, last Saturday, showcasing the peace and positive values of Falun Gong and exposing the severe persecution of the practice in China. The participants hailed from 12 Asian countries and areas, including South Korea, Taiwan, Vietnam, Japan, Hong Kong, Malaysia, Indonesia, Australia, Thailand, Sri Lanka, and Singapore. Led by the Tiang Wo Marching Band, made up of 170 practitioners, the march passed by a series of famous local tourist spots. Local citizen Hong Min-shu followed the march for a few miles. She said, "The march cheered me up. I am energized now. I had heard about the persecution of Falun Gong, but I didn't know so many people practiced it until seeing the march today," she added. Kwan Hong-da, chair of the Falun Dafa Association in South Korea, said, "The march shows the significance of spirituality. It shares the message of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, which greatly benefits our communities." Kan Hong Chang, chair of the Hong Kong Falun Dafa Association, said, "The purpose of the march was to let more people learn about Falun Gong and call for help to stop the persecution." Kado, chair of the Falun Dafa Association in Indonesia, said he was glad to come together with practitioners from various areas. He said, "I hope more Koreans will learn about Falun Gong through this march." Wang Kiping from Vietnam started to practice Falun Gong 5 years ago. She said, "I often had surgeries before. Falun Gong healed my illnesses. I recommend Falun Gong to anyone seeking spiritual well-being and good health."
Belgium, petitioning for Falun Gong during the Eurasian Summit. Falun Gong practitioners from Belgium and the Netherlands held a peaceful demonstration in Brussels, Belgium on October 18, 2018. They called on leaders of the Eurasian Summit, including Chinese Prime Minister Li Keqiang, to help stop the persecution of Falun Gong. Falun Gong practitioner Nico of Belgium said, "We are holding this event to inform the heads of state about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. We hope that the Chinese premier sees that not only in China, but also in Europe and the rest of the world, people practice Falun Gong. These people follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance." He said that they wished to send a strong message to the European leaders as well. While talking about commerce and trade with the Chinese government, the leaders must know that they are talking to an authoritarian regime that seriously undermines Chinese traditional culture and values, said Nico. "These traditions and values are not only the principles of Falun Gong, but also universal values." Many passers-by stopped to watch the demonstration and take flyers. People were shocked upon learning about the Chinese regime's crime of harvesting organs from imprisoned Falun Gong practitioners for sale to transplant patients. They said that they would inform their friends and family.
Oceania. Forums in Australia and New Zealand discuss ways to stop forced organ harvesting in China. A series of public forums and documentary screenings were held while Canadian human rights lawyer David Mattis visited Australia and New Zealand. Mattis is the co-author of the report Bloody Harvest, which exposes forced organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners in China. Practitioners are appealing to the governments there to investigate and help bring an end to this savage practice. Sydney, Australia. After screening the documentary Human Harvest, a public forum was hosted at the Wesley Conference Center. A medical professor spoke about her personal investigation into forced organ harvesting in China. Mr. Mattis said that his investigation cited more than 2,200 official publications from China. Even though the Chinese Communist Party repeatedly denied killing Falun Gong practitioners for their vital organs, its own published numbers tell a different story. Based on the official numbers in China, it does 60,000 to 100,000 transplants every year. Canberra, Australia. A forum was held at the Waldorf Apartment Hotel after the screening of the documentary Human Harvest. Dr. James Neal, assistant professor of psychology at the University of Canberra, said he was shocked by the number of forced organ harvesting transplants, 100,000 a year. This is genocide, he said. Audience members signed a petition calling for an end to forced organ harvesting after watching Human Harvest. Auckland, New Zealand. Auckland Council for Civil Liberties president and lawyer Barry Wilson spoke at a forum at the Auckland Law Faculty on the evening of September 25, 2018. He pointed out that China's judicial system is not independent and it has no power to examine the policies of the administration. He said, in China, law is a tool to control people, but it can't do anything to uphold social justice. And the Chinese government is destroying the principles of international human rights with a barbaric and arrogant attitude.
Paris, France. People learn about the persecution of Falun Gong. Banners and posters raised awareness of the persecution of Falun Gong in China on Human Rights Square near the Eiffel Tower on October 14th. Practitioners also demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises. When a police officer who was on vacation in Paris with his family learned about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, he signed the petition to show his support. He was keen to learn the exercises because he has a very stressful job and needs something to help him relax. He said he would check out the Falun Gong website. Eric Sorit is a school principal in Réunion Island, a region of France in the Indian Ocean. He said that he is a member of a human rights organization and knows that there is no freedom in China, and that the regime controls the media. He said he thinks that harvesting organs from living Falun Gong practitioners for profit should stop immediately. Cohen Marlene was shocked to read about forced organ harvesting taking place in China. She said, "It is terrible that such atrocities are happening in China." She hopes Falun Gong practitioners will persevere and that the petition will bring positive results. Two French website reporters decided to interview practitioners after reading the information on Falun Gong. They shot a segment introducing Falun Gong to their readers, which will be posted on their site. Laura, a student from Barcelona, Spain, was on vacation in Paris. She said she believes it is important that practitioners persevere in telling others about the persecution taking place in China. She said, "Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, these are important principles. Everyone should improve themselves and become a better person."
Hearing adjourned after critically ill woman became too weak to talk. A judge in Yunnan province held another hearing for Ms. Gao Zifeng in a makeshift courtroom in Kunming Detention Center on October 9, 2018. The same judge had previously forced Ms. Gao to sit through a four-hour hearing on August 10th, despite her being near collapse. Critically ill, Ms. Gao was too weak to maintain a sitting position or even lift her head to answer the judge or her lawyer's questions during the second hearing. At her lawyer's insistence, the judge adjourned the hearing so that Ms. Gao could rest. He ordered her to be carried outside the courthouse and sat on the ground, still handcuffed. During the break, the lawyer cited Ms. Gao's recent physical exam that indicated her life-threatening condition and requested medical parole for her. The Kunming Detention Center, where Ms. Gao has been held since her arrest on April 29, 2018, for putting up posters with the message, "Falun Dafa is good," also recommended parole. The judge later ended the hearing around noon and didn't indicate whether he would release her. The local procuratorate had Ms. Gao's husband sign a document on October 10th and said that they would release her on medical parole in 2 days. Her lawyer received a text message from a court clerk on October 11th saying that a third hearing on her case had been set for October 15th. Ms. Gao's family went to the court building on October 12th to demand her medical parole, but the judge refused to meet with them. It is not clear whether the third hearing took place on October 15th.
Visitors learn about Falun Gong at Toronto Pumpkin Festival. The Richmond Hill Pumpkin Fest took place during the weekend of October 6th as part of the Canadian Thanksgiving holiday. Falun Gong practitioners from the Greater Toronto Area participated in the event. They demonstrated the exercises and introduced Falun Gong to visitors. Tiana stopped by the Falun Gong practitioner's booth and said, "I should practice this. I need to change myself." She left her contact information so she could be notified of future 9-day Falun Gong lecture seminars. Azaman lives in Richmond Hill. After hearing the introduction, she tried out the exercises with Falun Gong practitioners. The festival also had many Chinese visitors. Some read the exhibit boards, and some took flyers about the practice and the persecution of Falun Gong in China. A man who works as a reporter at a Chinese media commented on the condition of anonymity by saying, "Falun Gong is the best practice of all. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is the truth of life. Your current situation was due to the persecution by the Chinese Communist Party. I will always support you." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.